Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd with your Nerd of God Daily. Last week, it was announced that CBS All Access would produce the new series Star Trek Strange New Worlds. The series will feature Anson Mount, Ethan Peck, and Rebecca Romijn reprising their roles from Season 2 of Star Trek Discovery. Mount, Peck, and Romijn played the original series characters of Captain Christopher Pike, Mr. Spock, and Number One, respectively. When I saw this news on Friday morning, I let out an audible cheer. Woohoo! I've been a fan of Star Trek since I was 11 years old. I started watching reruns of The Next Generation and absolutely fell in love with Gene Roddenberry's Wagon Train to the Stars. I really enjoyed Discovery's first season, but Season 2 was absolutely incredible. I attribute my love for Season 2 to Mount's portrayal of Christopher Pike. He was everything that I want in a Starfleet captain. He was the best the Federation had to offer, and I hope beyond hope that CBS All Access would do the right thing and give us this series, which they have. The three actors took to social media thanking the fans for making this series a reality. They said that it happened because the fans demanded it, and now we get to see the adventures of the Enterprise before Captain Kirk's five-year mission. This was a simple thing on a random Friday morning in quarantine, but it made me happy. In fact, it made me celebrate. During this season of quarantine, at least in my life, celebration has been in short supply. I've been way too busy at work, my eight-month son doesn't sleep very well, and I'm not even into Season 2 of The Clone Wars yet. However, there are little moments in our lives to celebrate every day. God even commands his people to celebrate. Deuteronomy 16 is a chapter of the Bible completely dedicated to God's people celebrating. He commands them to have weeks-long festivals to remember how God delivered his people out of Egypt. Imagine that! Our God telling his people that they should throw a party to celebrate his goodness. So even though it was an announcement about a Star Trek show, I celebrated on Friday. I told all of my friends, I told my wife, they didn't care, but that didn't matter because I was celebrating. And celebrating is even more important during difficult seasons like the one we're currently in. We're tired of being stuck at home. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their lives. This season of COVID sucks. But even in the midst of all of that, there's still something in your life worth celebrating. It might be that there's a new TV series coming out. It might be that you graduated from high school even though you didn't have a ceremony. Maybe you've reconnected with some old friends through Zoom. Maybe you got an amazing price on turnips. Whatever it is, we can celebrate it. In fact, we're commanded to celebrate. So what can you celebrate today? It might take a little time and intention to find something worth celebrating, but I assure you it's there. And when we find it, we don't just celebrate the thing, but we celebrate the good God who brought it and every other good gift into our lives. That is all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. Once again, I am Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.